It started with a social media campaign with the hashtag Let Joy Sing. Then came the Change.org petition. On Monday, we discovered that the Kansas City Symphony would perform the national anthem at Tuesday night's game. They did, and it was great, and the Royals won. Will Prairie Village native Joyce DiDonato be the good luck charm for tonight? Joyce DiDonato joins us now from Kauffman Stadium. She just arrived from New York after teaching a master class and performing at Carnegie Hall. And Joyce DiDonato, welcome back to Up to Date. So good to have you.
I'm thrilled to be back, and I can't imagine in a million years better circumstances.
Well, are your feet on the ground?
Really,
you just got here, Joyce.
No, they are not, and I anticipate they won't be, at least for another week. I mean, I'm sitting here. My sister has come with me out to the stadium, and we keep saying, is this really happening? And I think all of Kansas City is feeling that right now.
You know, a lot of us keep looking at the World Series, and we keep on looking at this notion that the Royals are the team playing in it, and we're still struggling with that idea. It just seems so strange.
You know what? I'm not struggling with that idea, because I think when we won the wild card, I think for me, I just said, you know what, they deserve to be here. And so I've been cheering them on from day one, just knowing that they could do this. But it's still, I know there is that element of like, is this really happening?
Well, how excited are you to be singing the national anthem tonight, Joyce?
I really have a hard time finding the words for a lot of reasons. I mean, I think this is such an epic and special moment in Kansas City's history. And I'm so immensely proud to be a part of it. And it's not just because the Royals are in the World Series, but it's also now the cultural side of Kansas City is matching what sports sort of saga has always been. And I think about Muriel Kauffman and her legacy of wanting to build the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. That's my world most of the time. This Kauffman Stadium is my world of my childhood, when I was cheering for Amos Otis and Dennis Leonard and, of course, George Brett and all of the guys. So I feel like this is the merging of my two huge passions, all encompassed under the umbrella of Kansas City. And the fact that the fans actually really made this happen is the thing that completely blows my mind.
Hey, how did you find out that you were going to be singing the national anthem tonight?
I watched the game last night, and everybody said after the third inning, you know, pack your bags. I said, nope, not till the final out. But they actually contacted me Sunday evening saying, would you be available if there's a game 7? And then they came back and said, actually, we'd love to have you for game 6. And that I had this master class scheduled with 8th graders at Carnegie Hall yesterday, and I thought, you know, with the day's notice, I couldn't cancel on them. Because I know for them, such a huge thing. So I said, I'm going to take my chances and hope that the boys in blue come back. And sure enough, they did. So it's the stars have aligned in a pretty spectacular way, I have to say.
Well, that was kind of a roll of the dice, wasn't it, Joyce?
Hugely. But, you know, the class was amazing, and I sang the national anthem with them last night. They helped me practice. So it was worth it, and this is just bonus. This is just icing on the cake.
Now, you've sung in front of so many large crowds over the years, but you haven't sung in front of millions and millions and millions, not to make this more nerve-wracking than it is. Does it make you nervous doing something like this tonight, or not really?
How many?
Well, I don't know.
No, I know. It's definitely the largest audience that I've ever had. But I think, honestly, more than being here as a singer, I'm really here as a fan, first and foremost. And so that idea of, I think I'm not going to worry about the millions watching on television. I'm going to worry about these 40,000 here in the stadium. And I think they're all going to be singing along with me. And I'll be wrapped up in the moment. It's something that I want to make sure I stay really present for, so that I enjoy every note, every word, hopefully the right words, and just the entire atmosphere of this, because it's really a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Will you perform solo or with music backing you? How's that going to play out?
Just me.
Just you.
Just, yeah.
Do you worry after seeing people, you know, earlier singers flub the lyrics a few games ago?
Of course. And I'll tell you, it's a notoriously wicked piece to sing.
Yes.
And, you know, all you have to do is invert one word, and it's the easiest thing to do, especially in those first four lines. Anybody who messes up the lyrics, they really have my sympathy, because they're well-intentioned. It's nerve-wracking. It's a big thing. I understand how it happens. My goal is to, for a lot of reasons, to sing it correctly and to do it justice.
Well, Joyce DiDonato sings the national anthem at tonight's final Game 7. Yes, the Royals are in Game 7 of the World Series. It starts at 7 o'clock. Joyce, break a leg. Make us proud. You know you always do.
Thanks, Steve. Go Royals.
Go Royals. Thanks, Joyce.